This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the youth of the country today define courage and are committed to a nation-first mindset. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCCPM's rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said the NCC is a movement that makes India's youth confident, disciplined and sensitive citizens dedicated to the nation.
आज पूरी दुनिया युवा भारत के युवाओं की तरफ बहुत भरोसे से देख रही है और दुनिया के इस भरोसे का कारण है स्किल और संस्कार. भारत के युवाओं के पास लोकतंत्र के संस्कार है. हमारे युवाओं के पास हर प्रकार की विविधता को सम्मान देने के संस्कार है. भारत के युवाओं के पास पूरी दुनिया को एक परिवार मानने के संस्कार है. हम अपने सामर्थ्य से उस देश के विकास में मदद करते.
The Prime Minister highlighted that Operation Sindoor demonstrated the strength and valor of India's armed forces and defense personnel. Talking about the recent free trade agreement between India and the European Union, Mr. Modi said the deal will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and the innovation ecosystem. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi virtually addressed the centenary celebrations of Arya Vaidyashala Charitable Hospital in Kerala. Mr. Modi described the India-European trade agreement as historic, adding that it will boost Indian traditional medical services and practitioners. The budget session of Parliament commenced today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said the government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade. She said after Operation Sindoor, confidence in Made in India defence platforms has grown stronger. The President said to provide employment and development in rural areas, a law named Vikasit Bharat Ji Ram Ji has been enacted. President Murmu said this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in a social media post said President Murmu's address was wide-ranging, forward-looking and visionary. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said President Murmu's address reflected India's remarkable development journey in recent times. Mr. Modi termed the address as comprehensive and insightful. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the budget will be presented on Sunday. The Lok Sabha today paid respects to Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, who lost his life in a plane crash this morning. Mr. Pawar was a member of the 10th Lok Sabha. The lower house also paid tributes to former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia and five former members of the Lok Sabha who passed away recently. Later, the house was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to the former Prime Minister of Bangladesh and two of its former members who passed away recently. Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar died in a plane crash in Baramati today. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VT-SSK aircraft operated by VSR Ventures Private Limited crash-landed at Baramati Airport this morning. Officials said no one on board survived the crash. Meanwhile, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the plane crash at Baramati Airport. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker and several union ministers have expressed profound grief at the demise of the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister. India's industrial production growth, as measured by the Index of Industrial Production, surged to its highest level in over 2 years at 7.8% in December 2025 on an annual basis. The data was released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation today. In cricket, the fourth T20 between India and New Zealand will be played at Vishakhapatnam this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.